We haven't heard much about the presidential race in recent days because of the coronavirus, but Bernie Sanders was on Morning Edition today, and Noel King asked him if he was continuing his campaign for the presidency.
We are assessing the situation we're in. We're doing a virtual campaign, if you like, but right now we're focusing on the health care and economic crisis facing the country.
Okay, that's interesting. I did expect you to just say yes. When you say you're assessing, what does that, may I ask you what that means?
Some folks out there who say, you know, Bernie, you should go on and keep the fight going for the ideas that we believe in. Our ideas are the dominant ideology of the Democratic Party right now, and I'm proud of that.
Well, we are joined now by a supporter of Bernie Sanders, Francis Gill, who's 29 and a third-year medical student at Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans. Hi, Francis.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and do you think that Sanders should stay in the race at this point?
I think at this point he should stay in the race because I think that what he's able to do with his campaign infrastructure that's been built and the political platform that he has is move his ideas forward and show how a lot of those ideas would help address like some of the issues that the coronavirus pandemic is really laying bare in our society.
But you don't think that he would actually be able to get the nomination at the end of the day? You just want him to stay in so that he can continue to have a bigger platform for his ideas?
I think that a path towards the nomination is definitely looking, it's not really looking doable at this stage, but I think that these ideas and the movement that he's built are still incredibly important, and there's still a lot to be gained just in moving those ideas and that movement forward by staying in the race.
So the big question that a lot of Democrats especially have is, will people like you, who mm-hmm. are devoted supporters of Bernie Sanders, support Joe Biden in a general election against President Trump if Biden indeed becomes the nominee and faces Trump in the fall?
Certainly, like defeating Trump and winning back the Senate are critically important issues to me as a voter, and I think to most people. And that's honestly a big reason why I initially supported Bernie Sanders, because I felt that against Donald Trump, he really had the best chance. A broad working class coalition really energized young voters. I felt mm-hmm. like he could beat Trump more handily than any of the other candidates. So certainly I'll support the Democratic candidate no matter who they wind up being.
But do you think that other Sanders supporters are in the same boat as you on that, that they would also vote for the Democratic nominee, even if it's not Bernie Sanders?
I do think so. By and large, people that I talk to and people whose voices I hear do understand that it's critically important that we defeat Trump.
What was the main reason that you wanted Bernie Sanders to be president in the first place?
The issue that definitely is most important to me is Medicare for all, and the idea that we should have comprehensive, universal coverage that is free at the point of service for all people and for all healthcare needs. That was hugely important to me because I as a medical student, you know, I kind of see many redundancies and waste and bureaucracy and also just injustice that happens in our healthcare system. And we really need sweeping, comprehensive change. And then also from a personal level, I just, growing up, my mom was a bartender and never had health insurance because she worked in the service industry. And Bernie Sanders was the only candidate who really seemed to have full-throated support of Medicare for all. Not only that, but understood how urgently it was needed.
And what are your thoughts about the future of progressive politics if indeed Joe Biden becomes mm-hmm. the nominee, and even if he becomes the president? Do you think that the issues that you care about, and not just healthcare, but maybe climate change as well, other progressive mm-hmm. ideas are going to be able to move forward the way that you want?
I feel honestly tremendously optimistic about that. And I think that the campaign moved incredibly important issues forward by huge measures, and it also trained tens of thousands of organizers who care deeply about those issues.
That is Francis Gill, who's a supporter of Bernie Sanders, 29 years old, med student at Tulane. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.